and welcome back to episode 17 of the Golden Girls podcast. We're so happy you're joining us. This week, we're going to start off with a game from Marcia.
Alrighty. So it's kind of a Price is Right game. I'm going to give you a product and you're going to have to guess and see how much it is.
Well, I would like us, since there's four of us and there are four bidders and contestants who are on the Price is Right, can we play it like that?
Yeah.
Can we go around the table?
Okay, sure.
And we can kind of keep
closest score. Without going over.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Closest without going over.
Okay. All right. So what's the thing?
The first one is going to be a 13.7 ounce box of Ritz Original Crackers.
Okay. We're talking about today's pricing, right?
Yes. Today's pricing.
Oh, well,
not
thank
on sale.
Christ. And not in California.
Oh. Yeah. Not in like our store, actually.
Oh, okay. Cool. At Shady Pines.
Yeah.
Okay.
At Shady Pines.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to say $3.69.
I'm going to say $2.99.
$3.
Fucking bitch.
What did you say?
I
what was your bid?
$3.69.
$3.70.
$3.29.
Oh! So it
was Jenny. That was a dick.
Jenny, you got it, right?
$3.29. I was going to say $3.29 or $2.99. You said $2.99.
I said $2.99. You said $3.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it just because you took my answer. I should have really went with $3.29. It was the answer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
But you were thinking it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to believe that I was really thinking it.
Yeah, that's what
I
was confused about. Is I'm like, well, of course you should have said that. That's the answer.
All right. Now, what is she going to play for?
No,
I'm just kidding.
A new car! Woo! This 1972 Pinto.
Oh, God.
Only takes, was there's two different kinds of gas? Leaded gas. Only takes leaded gasoline.
Yes, it was leaded and unleaded.
There's no leaded anywhere, is there?
I don't think so.
You know, it might do you guys some good to listen to what we're trying to tell you, which is history.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
There you go.
There used to be leaded and unleaded gas.
Yeah, of course. That's why it still says unleaded.
But there's no leaded, so why does it still say that?
Yeah.
Because what if you had a really old car that took leaded? Where do you get your gas?
You don't.
Well, you have to.
I don't think you do.
Anybody know?
I don't know.
Right. But you've got your leaded car with your four keys to get you into every single thing.
Right. Oh my God! Yes, the gas tank, the trunk, the door,
each individual door.
Yeah,
I'm just
no. The glove box.
The glove box. That's
no,
the
and
fourth
then to start
one.
The car.
Oh yeah, oh, one, yeah, one for the ignition. The car. Jesus.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna go in reverse.
Every time you gotta put in a new key to change gears.
So what I'm hearing is everybody was a lesbian back then.
Yes,
with the
that is exactly what you're hearing.
Yes, got it. Exactly.
And they all look like this.
No,
if they
were on that leather strap that looked like this, and then it had their initial on it. It's like that leather one. No,
I know what you're talking about,
but it has a K on it for Kim.
I don't know what
who's
that is.
Kim.
Kim's the lesbian with all the keys.
I was about to say my aunt's neighbor is what? Well, I would say was because I don't live anymore. Well, she is a lesbian, and
it hurts me.
I didn't want to say was because she's still a lesbian, but
so loud. Oh my God.
I know. It's a good thing Marcia's older. She's already losing her hearing. It doesn't bother her as much.
That's why I say, excuse me? Can you repeat that?
Oh, what was it? Very popular.
See? Because I sit next to him and I've lost my hearing in that side.
Fuck off. We haven't even done the second thing. What's the next item?
Christ. Okay. So it is a regular size can of Pringles potato chips.
Austin's first this time.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say $1.99.
$1.79.
I believe that was guessed.
Oh, can we not repeat?
No.
I didn't know. Okay.
please guess again.
I don't know who I'll guess an answer. So
$1.79. I said $2.09.
Okay, $1.89. I guess.
Ding, ding, ding! We have a winner.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
We went through all that shit just now for her to get it right.
We were 10 cents. We were both, 10 cents off? Yes.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. I know. I'm like, too high, too low. And then, way too high. And then,
bitch.
Can I get that
Courtney? Okay. At our current Shady Pines, what is an 18-pack of grade A large eggs?
Oh,
that one.
Is it my turn to go first? 369.
She's right.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm like, yo.
I was marveling over it this weekend, saying, no wonder I can't fucking get ahead when there's 8% inflation.
Yeah.
I haven't had a raise, and everything keeps going up. I'm going to lose my mind.
No doubt.
$3.69 for eggs. Milk's almost damn near $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I can't for the life of me understand.
Sound there like there's some home improvement going on up there.
Tim the tool man.
What you doing over there, neighbor?
Hidey-ho, neighbor. All right, maybe that's what he's building, that fence. He'll come walking down the stairs with it right in front of his face.
Oh, God.
Looking over it.
Happy to block it out.
Would bulldoze that fence.
How much for a tub of a 40-ounce, a 45-ounce tub of Imperial 28% vegetable oil spread?
I don't know.
Fucking
what's
hell.
The size again?
45 ounces.
45?
Is that the big one?
No, the big one.
It's Imperial?
Imperial. 28% vegetable oil spread.
I'm going to say $7.99.
I'm last. Never mind.
$5.29.
What'd you say? $7.99? I'm gonna say $6.99. $7.99.
Going once. Going twice.
$1 definitely.
It's $3.59.
That's what I thought. I thought it was in the $3.
Oh wow.
That ain't butter.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's true.
Here, I can't get this keychain to get bigger, but there's the keychain I was talking about that lesbians have on their keys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to be before. Able to turn it. If I'm watching too. A video.
You've never
or something.
Seen, remember those Marsha where people,
yes,
it'd be like branded in there?
Yes.
You know what we're talking about, Cheryl? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what lesbians can put a lot of keys on there.
You'd stamp it and then you'd stain it.
Is that how they did it?
Make belts.
Oh, wow.
So we do you know my mom worked for this company that had been friends with forever? It's called Tan Your Hide. And they used to make leather vests. Did I already talk about this?
No.
Okay. And. Well, like tan your hide, like
your
cowhide. Okay. And they would make these vests that biker girls wore. So it'd be like that typical halter. Mm-hmm. And my mom would do all the beading and the braiding on these, and they would make belts. So she had like this board, and she would just sit in the living room and she would do like a 4-strand braid, and they turn them into belts. I mean, they sold tons of stuff. They made all kinds of clothing. Anyways, I bet you they probably made something like that where they could cut that out and brand it and sell it.
Yeah.
You got to get into it, Marsha.
That place smelled pretty good too when you walked in. Like it was just leather.
I love some of those places, especially when you get the smell later in life and you're like, oh, it takes me back.
Oh, I know.
I love those kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a leather shop in the mall I used to like.
Was it Wilson's?
I think so.
Wilson's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that place in a long time. That was fun when we got to go to see them at their work.
Yeah, that would be cool. The next one is a DiGiorno 3-meat frozen pizza on a rising crust.
$8.69. Oh, it's not my turn.
Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry. $8.69.
I'm going to say $7.99.
$6.49.
I'm going to go $6.89.
$6.49. Jenny is
the winner.
Holy
shit!
Nice.
Oh,
like right there, man. She didn't hesitate.
If we had done Red Baron, I'd have been on it.
Yeah.
How much are they?
I don't really know.
I was like, yeah, what are they?
Red Barons are a little bit more.
They're usually like
3%. They shouldn't be that much.
They're
more.
Not. They're like $3.79.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
Yeah.
But they're not as cheap as they have.
Oh, no. They used to be like $2.99.
Whenever frozen pizzas buy 5, I do the whole 5.
Oh, yes. Yeah. 100.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of air frying going on. How about farm rich breaded mushrooms, 18 ounces?
$5.
$5 foot
long. $8.69.
$5.49.
$5.49. 69.
Jenny's the closest, $8.99.
Holy damn.
Yeah,
for some mushrooms?
Farm Rich is, they're expensive. Let's see. How about a Stouffer's Bowlfuls Cheesy Chicken Parmesan Frozen Meal?
You said Stouffer's?
Stouffer's.
Those have gone up too.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it? Yours?
Yours.
Oh, it's mine. $5 again. I really don't know. I don't buy a lot of frozen foods.
$4.79.
$3.99.
$3.29.
$3.99.
Good, Shirley.
They're $4.19. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they cost $4.19. Sorry, she was closest with $3.99.
For a frozen meal?
Yeah. Oh, God, they're really expensive.
That's why I was thinking like $5.
If you can, if you go down, especially like the furthest end, closest to dairy, they get more expensive because they're more of the vegan and organic and packed with protein. And
I did have, you remember that day that you were checking out and you had that mac and cheese? Mm-hmm. I tried the Gouda one. It was actually really good. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
do you remember that one mac and cheese you
Are
tried?
You talking about the truffle mac and cheese I told you about?
Yeah.
Did you like that
one? They had two. They had the truffle and then they had the other one.
Yeah, it's from EVOL.
It was good.
Which is love backwards. I don't know what the...
Oh, yeah.
How you say it. Gotcha. The frozen food.
EVOL.
Shoot, there was something I was going to say about...
With truffles? Macaroni and like cheese?
Truffle oil's in it.
Okay. Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Truffle oil.
I was so confused.
And I saw that we have, I think it's Snyder's. No, it's Kettle. Remember we talked about Kettle brand chips?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I saw they have one that's truffle oil. It's in a smaller pink bag. It's not as big as the other bags. Mm-hmm. And something else I saw.
Do you know what I saw last night was Budweiser has come out with beer battered cheese sticks.
Yes.
Ooh, and mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will tell you,
good.
The Budweiser beer battered shrimp and fish is not bad, but I was the only one in my house who liked it, and it does taste like beer.
Oh.
And even Jim didn't like it, and he's a beer drinker, so that was pretty strong. You'd have to really want to.
I don't like
beer. Would want regular mozzarella.
Yeah, I don't think I know. I would probably eat them again, but they wouldn't if I made that again. None of them liked it. So I know what I was going to talk about. We did our big shopping trip last Monday. I looked in that, I don't know if you pronounce it, Rao, R-A-O. It's a Italian, they've got pasta sauce and different things, and their stuff is pretty pricey. So the jars are a lot of times like $7.99, $6.99. And I'm like, wow, that must be really good sauce. So, you know, me and Jim were kind of looking, and he said, yeah, I buy it a lot through Instacart. And we ended up just grabbing, because I've even gotten them out of Ragu. Like, when I was going over my receipt that day to figure out what discount I hadn't got, literally, it was 50 cents off that week, limit five. Mm-hmm. So with your 50 cents off and then your 10% discount, it was 89 cents. How can you can you buy $8 spaghetti sauce when you could buy 9 cents spaghetti sauce? Right. And it's not that big of a difference.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So that's the stuff you got to start thinking about, because these groceries are going up so high.
Yes.
And there's no, we have no raises to match.
The night we all hung out and I asked you, I was like, you like Ragu, right?
Yeah.
I looked at the price of Ragu compared to Shady Pines. I was like, no contest.
I didn't even know we had it. We have it?
Yeah, Shady Pines? Us,
oh, cool.
And they had multiple flavors. I was like, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Oh, cool. No, I didn't know.
I buy Shady Pines almost anything except for like mayonnaise.
Yeah, we did start doing mayonnaise. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'll eat their cereal. Jim and Sam don't like their cereal.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of their cereal.
I don't really eat their like obviously Lucky Charms and Cap'n Crunch. That's like
those might taste good. Yeah.
I like the Raisin Bran, the brand Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
Like those are both good. Their Cheerios are
right. Yeah, I've liked all their stuff. Yeah.
I'll buy Shady Pines all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wish Shady Pines would come out with a vodka pasta sauce.
Oh.
Have you guys ever had vodka?
You know, I have, but it's not been that often. To me, it's just kind of like less tomato-y.
I think it's stronger, like with the flavor, and it's creamier.
Maybe I'm thinking that because the color's so much lighter. Maybe I'm imagining that. But I've never had it and said, wow, this is really good sauce.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've had it that many times.
I just recently had it.
Carfagna's makes one, I think. Carfagna's has really good sauce. I wish that was cheaper.
Yeah. I got the Bertolli brand.
Yeah.
And I think I just got it because it was on sale. But
That's a good brand.
I agree, though. Like, I've tried multiple different brands, and I'm like, I don't fucking taste that much of a damn difference. No. Like, you can tell with the Shady Pines brand, like, it is, like, I mean, there's a reason it's cheap, is because they don't put as much, you know, stuff into it and whatever.
Deja vu, I feel like we just had this conversation.
We did.
Did we?
Before I butted in about the vodka sauce.
No, last year. I mean, last week.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I was talking to somebody else then about the chips. That's what I was going to say. Oh. I don't think our Doritos, our Fritos, or just our plain, what would be to me a Lay's, they're not as good. No. They always have like a burnt taste to them. So I prefer the regulars.
Yeah, Doritos for sure.
Oh, yeah, because you were talking about the Shady Pines brand of the cheddar sour cream, and I said I prefer Ruffles. So yeah, we did.
Did we talk that? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, the Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. That is, I mean, a staple. Like that's flavor's been around forever. It's very good. But I agree. Like the only brand of chips that I will eat are really the kettle chips. In regard to potato chips, I do not like Lay's. I think they're too salty, too thin. They're not crunchy enough for me. Those kettle chips, man. I mean, like glass. Like they're so crunchy and oh, I love them so much.
You know they make an avocado oil? Or at least they used to.
Ooh, that one's good. I've had that one.
What are with all these oils? Truffle oil, avocado oil?
Yeah, different.
Yeah, because I really care about health. But now when you say truffle oil, do you mean from like the truffles, like
the black truffles
that grow in the ground?
I assume so.
Okay.
Aren't they black truffles?
I don't know.
Well, black truffles are the ones that grow in the ground.
Yeah,
aren't they?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not against you. I'm agreeing with you.
But yeah, that's what I'm imagining. Because you said earlier, because you said chocolate when I said truffle. And I'm like,
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Think so. But they do make chocolate truffles, obviously. Yeah. But I don't know how you get oil out of that. So. Next,
an 11-ounce package of blueberries.
Right now,
when you get to ounces, I have to think about.
Oh, you're right.
So the 11th ounce is a bigot. No, 16 is
$2.99. Oops, I don't know whose turn it is.
It's yours.
Oh, great! I'm on top of it.
$3.99.
Well, Jenny took my answer. I was gonna
she
say
took
that.
Mine.
$3. Did you say $3? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll live.
$4.
$3.99.
Fuck! Is that what you got, Shirley, right?
Yeah. I know the organic ones are like $5.99.
They are ridiculous.
I mean, I can get like berries and stuff doing the organic, but like bananas, I just don't understand because you're peeling the skin off. And people that will put those items in plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God damn it, stop doing that.
I know.
You know, certain things don't need to go in a plastic bag.
I don't put any of my produce in a plastic bag. I rarely even wash the shit when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberries, if I bring any kind of strawberry home, it's immediately in Kevin's mouth. No, he does not give a fuck what's in there, what's been on it. No.
I do berries.
And I've never gotten sick.
But I don't do like peppers or cucumbers. Well, I do tomatoes. I wash them off, I wash off my berries.
Potatoes,
I
wash.
I just saw bugs on them one time.
And mushrooms, because you can see dirt on them.
Yeah, they've got mushrooms.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Otherwise, no, I'm not super weird about that.
Not
either.
About berries. Like, I'm just, especially bananas.
Yes.
Like, you peel, okay, here's a question. Do you peel from the stem end or from the bottom
stem.
End.
Stem.
Oh, I always peel from the bottom end.
Are you a monkey?
Of course you do.
I know, right?
Don't monkeys peel from the bottom?
I think that is correct.
I just realized how I said monkey.
Monkey?
I'm doing monk, not monkey.
Monkey. I don't know. I just find it like so much easier to just pinch and peel.
Sorry, I had to.
Statistically correct.
A round of applause. For your hysterical joke.
And then he... Nope.
Yeah, every time.
Did somebody call for applause? I had a feeling you brought him.
I can't believe none of you noticed her very abruptly taking them out of her purse, holding them in the air, moving her purse over, pulling open her coat or her pocket and sticking it in there.
I was too invested.
Well, I just heard him clacking at one point.
I kept trying to goose Jim, and every time I would
get it, the dog would get in the way, or he'd turn around. Damn it. That's the only reason I brought him, was so that I could scare him with them.
Dead.
Funny. I'm all done with my game.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about things that we say differently?
Sure.
So.
You go first.
Okay, so Australian, what do they call a parking lot?
Oh. It's going to be
a parking spot. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It's going to be something like weird. A parking lot?
Mm-hmm. It's called a car park.
Car park.
Oh, car park. Mm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Now say it in an Australian accent.
I can't.
Can you do it?
I can't do Australian.
I suck at it. I can do British very easily, but Australian is really like a...
Fish on the barbie.
She did it really. What did she say? That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yes.
That's because I learned it from Paul Hogan.
Yes. Yeah. From the movie.
But, I don't
it's
know.
It's a car park.
A car park.
I was going with it's a car park. Yeah.
All right. What do they call a trunk? Trunk of a car. That is
boot.
Correct.
Oh, I was going to say caboose.
It's a boot.
They call it the boot?
They call it the boot.
Interesting.
Says you really should open a banana from the bottom. So. There's something else he can gloat about, everybody.
The fag don't doing shit from the bottom. Who would have thought?
You wouldn't have looked it up.
That's true.
What'd she say?
You wouldn't be able to gloat if I didn't look it up. Or I mean, looked it up and didn't tell him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also true.
True.
All right, go, Marcia.
We call it a potluck dinner. And this is a party where each guest brings something with them.
Yeah. So what do they call it? No, in Australia.
Yes. Covered dish supper.
Pioneer days. Pa, get my covered dish supper out of the hay wagon.
We call it a potluck. So what?
Covered potluck. Wagon.
I'm feeling like it's something like, man, I don't know.
Potluck.
Bring a plate.
They call it a bring a plate.
Okay.
Wow.
Pot
bring
luck.
A dish,
like,
maybe.
You might get lucky at what's in this pot. Or you might not luck? Because Joyce made it and, her house is dirty. Didn't you? Do you ever do that at church? Know who not to eat after? We did.
Oh.
My mom, be what sure to tell say? Us. Nope. Yes. No.
What do they call?
So didn't anybody bring a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken this year?
Oh, we actually, family reunions. I guess it was technically a potluck.
I always love the person who brings fast food to the potluck. We're like, yes.
That was our family. My mom didn't fucking cook. That was our favorite about the Christmas get together, because we did a summer get together and a Christmas get together. The summer get together was a potluck. The Christmas get together, everyone bought pizza. And everyone brought Little Caesars because we were all fucking broke. So my entire, 100 cousin family would all gather in this little room and it'd just be piles of Little Caesars pizza.
He's so fancy.
Oh, I thought you were doing a little dance.
Oh, no, my shoulders were...
Oh.
He's tensing up.
Tensing up, yeah.
Talking about the family.
Clenching
see,
my
asshole. My dad's out of jail.
That reminds me of the roast you did for Austin.
I
see.
Marcia's a little top heavy.
I am.
Fat joke.
That's a boob joke. God.
That would have been fun.
Well, I didn't do anything.
It was me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're an asshole, man. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just all right, sat LaShonda. Down. Grown-ups, you guys seen Grown-ups a lot? The lady gets on the toilet. Cable guy! Damn it, I just sat down.
Oh my
cracks
god.
Cracks my ish up. What do they call an elevator?
Lift.
Yep. What do they call a sidewalk?
A breezeway. Oh wait, maybe that's something else. What do they call us? A sidewalk.
A side?
Pavement.
Nope.
A walkway.
A footpath.
Oh lord.
This is so weird.
Fucking Australia. Like they're really just very basic.
Yeah. French fries.
Chips.
Correct. Yeah. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
These are things that Australians say that Americans don't.
Oh. Not here to fuck spiders.
Oh.
I'm snowed under.
I'm snowed under. Oh, this is like that game we played with Courtney. What is
snowed
be?
Under?
Yeah. What does it mean?
I'm snowed in or I'm busy.
High on coke.
Oh, hungover.
I'm snowed under.
Sick?
I'm
Jenny was close. One time.
That narrowed it down.
I'm snowed in. I can't get out.
Can't.
Can't. I don't know. I forget already.
I have a lot of shit to do, okay?
Oh, I'm busy.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Okay, over here, we call shotgun.
Oh.
When we get in the car, we want to sit in the passenger seat in the front. What do they call it?
Ooh. We call it which I don't even understand why we call it shotgun.
Yeah, I don't either.
Driving.
Passenger.
Because it's that side of the car.
Front left.
Because
they drive on the other
side. I don't know. What is it?
They say bagsy.
Whoa.
Bagsy.
I was going to say passy.
Passy.
Passy. Oh, gosh, passy. You guys.
Passy.
Arvo. What does it mean in Australia?
Arvo. Can we get a hint?
That's short. No, that's really stupid.
Call your dog.
Arvo?
Oh.
No, it's short for afternoon.
Oh, it's not R. It's probably spelled Arvo, but they don't pronounce the R, so it sounds like Avo.
Oh, Avo.
Still, that doesn't explain it any better.
Yeah. No, it does not.
I mean, but when she said it with the R, I was like, Arvo?
Yeah.
But if you say Avo. Avo.
Yeah. What even accent is that?
What? Yeah?
Yeah, like Piassi.
That was, I mean, it depends, like, Chicago.
Is it like
but
a Jersey?
Depending upon.
No.
It depends. I mean, if you go to, like, Wisconsin, it's going to be very that,
well, I know
but it's going to be, like, Canadian.
Yeah.
Cheese. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's more Boston.
Yeah. And they say water in New Jersey.
Water?
Water.
Yeah. Oh, water.
Water.
They said water. Water. I'm yeah. like, water. Is that what they
water.
Call it?
Because we had a
Get
friend.
My daughter a glass of water.
Yeah.
Water. Water.
Water.
Water.
A glass of water.
They say it water. Just like daughter. 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 Daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter.
It's funny.
Shirley? Trash can.
Bin.
Yeah. Dustbin, it says.
Oh.
Dustbin. Rockamelon.
Boobs.
Watermelon.
Oh!
It's rock melon. I'm sorry. Not rockamelon. Rock melon.
Rock melon. I know I've heard this. Rock melon. What is it? Is it not cantaloupe?
It is cantaloupe.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I said cantaloupe.
Yeah, she said cantaloupe. Okay. I was like, rock melon.
It's mean.
Sweater.
Jumper?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And when I started reading the Harry Potter books and they would say that, I was like what I envisioned in my head was what we call a jumper.
A jumper.
Right. And I was like, this can't be what I'm thinking. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sweater. That's weird. Fairy floss.
The clouds.
Thong?
Clouds.
A thong.
No. Fairy floss?
Fairy floss.
I don't know.
Thong. Thongs for men.
Oh. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was the
Me
answer.
Too. Fairy floss?
Fairy floss.
Fairy, like a fairy godmother, but
no.
Made of floss?
Toilet paper.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
No way!
And no, I did not look it up.
I see they're playing the games.
Okay, good.
You're so reflective.
Oh, I knew it as a child, too. My brother and cousin would be like, do you have a four? Yeah, I do. Well, we can see it in your glasses. Cheaters. Always at a disadvantage.
All right. What do they call the hood of a car?
I don't think
the trunk.
No.
Wouldn't that be great? The hood of a car?
The boot.
That's the trunk. You.
Well, they could call it
doofball.
What would you call?
We have a hood and a hood, right? The hood of your car. The hood of your car. Yeah.
The hood of the car. The hood of your car.
Yeah, that's what we say. The hood of the car, but that's not what they call it.
I don't know.
Bonnet.
Bonnet.
Oh, that does make sense.
Have
yes.
Heard that.
If I say, "Oh, I've heard that," I do really mean I've heard it.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not
I
just saying
say
it.
I didn't. I've never heard
not
of.
Not me. I'm
beating
me on all these.
Mozzie.
Boy.
Mozzie? Vagina?
It.
Yeah. Yeah, phone a friend.
Nice
I love
good
it.
Day? Like
no.
Mozzie.
But I love the definition.
How do you spell it?
Mozzy.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't think you'll get it. Mm-hmm. So they say, little assholes that fly around, steal your blood, and leave itchy bites all over your body.
Oh, mosquitoes. Oh, they call them mozzies. Of course they call them mozzies.
Oh, that's funny.
I just love the definition
yeah, of course.
How they, you know, Little assholes.
I'm surprised it didn't say little cunts.
I know. Yeah.
That's like their favorite word over there.
Yes.
All right. I picked this one because it made me giggle because obviously I'm a 5-year old. What do they call a fish stick?
Oh, God.
A little willy?
No.
Fish wanker?
No.
Crispy wanker?
No. Fried wanker.
Fried battered?
No, no, and no.
Does it have the word wanker in it?
No.
Okay.
Darn it.
Hold on, I'll narrow it down a bit.
Has the word fish in it.
Oh, jeez.
Fish prick?
Fish shrimp.
No. Fish finger.
Oh.
Fish finger. Oh. Well, we say chicken fingers.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we do. Yeah. I never thought about it. Well, I guess with fish, though, if you think of fish and finger.
Yeah, true.
That was funny.
That is true.
It's like a finger food. Finger fish, finger chicken.
You got what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
So confused for a second, but I was hoping you were going that route.
Yeah.
Wait, what route are you talking about?
Oh, for the love of God. Fish.
Fish fingered. I thought you meant fish.
What did
fingers.
You think I was talking about?
I thought you were going sexual.
I am.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't. Not everything to me is sexual.
When it comes out of Austin's
mouth,
thank you. It usually always is.
I know. It's despicable.
Most of the time, me too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bunch of fucking prunes. What's the next one?
What do they call? They're called thongs.
Oh, flip flops.
Oh, God. I guess I. No.
Yeah.
No, we do another one. That was too easy. Okay.
It was too easy. One person got it.
I knew the answer. He said it before me, so.
Bum bag.
Bum bag. Backpack.
Hobo bag.
Bum bag.
Duffel.
It's suitcase. The thing that, I think like a boat.
I know what you're thinking of, like on the stick. Is that what you're
I'm trying to explain to you what a bum sack is.
But oh, you know what it is?
It's a bum bag.
Isn't it the crossbody thing?
A fanny pack?
No, it's a fanny pack.
Yes, it's a fanny pack.
Okay. They call it a bum bag?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And most Aussies will laugh in your face when you say fanny pack because
fanny means pussy.
Vagina.
That I do know.
Because when you, I was going to get one and it said bum bag.
Really? I didn't know that. But I mean, it makes sense that they wouldn't call it fanny pack because both Australia and England, they say fanny and that means vagina.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I did not know that.
What do they call chips?
Crisps.
Yes.
Stupid kids made paper boats and they're not even near water.
They're just carrying them around. Clucky.
Chicken. Fried chicken.
Clucky.
Turkey.
No. So not nothing to do with food.
Oh.
A hot chick.
Not exactly.
An old car.
No. Usually used when you see a cute baby and then want one of your own.
Says,
oh my God, your daughter is so adorable. I can't have kids. They are 100% clucky.
Oh, and so since instead of lucky, clucky.
Oh, children and lucky?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
Wait, why does she say they're lucky that they don't have her as a mom?
No. that they can have kids.
Oh, yeah. They're clucky.
Yes, the other person is clucky. Okay.
I got it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, my last one is diaper.
Nappy.
Oh, I was confused. For some reason, I was thinking it was diaper in the UK, and what did we call it? I got twisted around. Yeah. But that's a good one, nappy. Now, wait, what about pacifiers or binkies?
Mm-hmm. They do call it something different.
I can't think of what it is.
Well, then now I gotta look it
Please
up.
Do. I would like to.
Yeah. What is that?
Like, we call it a pacifier or a binky.
Yeah.
And in the UK, they call it something else, and I can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
Nipple? I don't know.
Yeah.
I did not use a binky.
I was thinking that it was a binky over
like
there.
A dummy. Oh. That's what it is. Like, you never used one yourself or like for Sam?
For myself, and Sam was like really very, very little.
Really?
Yeah. Did you guys use them?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not for very long, but...
For Megan?
Yeah.
Yes, not for very long.
Yeah, I don't think either of the kids...
Like, it was never oh my God, where's my baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
no,
that, no.
No.
It was no
that.
Big deal. I felt like I gave it to him just because we had them, you know, when you get your baby gifts and all that stuff's there. And I was like, that's right. And I realized, hey, he's not even using them.
Especially once they get old enough, they're... once they're more self-aware, they don't need a binky to calm themselves down. So it's, yeah, kind of useless.
The kids that come in to Shady Pines that still have them.
Oh, like the five-year-olds who are literally almost as tall as me?
Yeah. And walking around with one in their mouth. And I'm like, come on.
Well, my cousin resorted to her thumb. And she was really, like, not really old, but like maybe like double digits before she...
My sister.
Stop sucking her thumb. They had to get like a stuff on it.
Yes.
To make her stop.
Yes. My perfect born again Christian sister. she had to. And she was well into her teens.
A thumb sucker.
Yeah. And that fucks up your teeth too.
It does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to ever have. And that's why you really have to watch pacifiers and things like that.
And sippy cups, I learned. My mother-in-law is super against sippy cups because it fucks up your teeth.
Yes. Put in bottles too because that it just sits there and rots on your teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's even worse than a bottle because by then you've probably given up a bottle, but sippy cups go well into like 5, 6 years old. Oh, yeah. I know my sister at my dad's house, she was much older and she just kept using them because she's like, I'm klutzy. I just keep using them. But I mean, by then her teeth were either good. I probably already had braces, but you know what I mean? I had no idea that's when your teeth are just forming.
Which have any of you guys had braces?
No.
I did.
I did too. You didn't?
No.
Really? See, I got mine and they didn't put in a permanent retainer.
Me either. They didn't do that then when I got them.
I had the plastic thing that was like molded to your teeth.
Mm-hmm. I had
but
that.
I'm a teenager. Well, I had
this down here and this came right back.
Same. My bottom teeth too.
This bottom one. Both these and teeth they only right left back. Them on for a year and a half, which to me was a lot shorter than the other students, but a lot of us all went to the same doctor, so I don't know what it was that they judged, but if I'd worn my retainer, probably be better. When Sam got his braces, I forget what grade he was in, but since I was there, they were like, oh, you know, they can, I noticed your tooth. Do you want to see how much that would be to get it fixed? And at the time, I think it was like $600 or $700. And I was like, I'll keep that in the back of my mind. Maybe when Sam's braces are done. And I haven't even thought about it till now. But yeah, I could wear like a piece to get that.
It is only my bottom back. Teeth, though.
And well, so, I like, hate it because sometimes it looks like I'm missing a tooth. If you don't see. If it's a weird angle, yes.
Because it's only my bottom teeth, I'm like, fuck it. I don't really care that much. My top teeth are pretty much straight, so it's whatever.
See,
but
I wanted to get one of my front ones fixed because one of them is further back than the other. Not a lot of people can notice.
I can't tell. Yeah.
There's one that's like.
Oh yeah, I can tell longer. If you show me, but otherwise I would have never known.
Well, I asked if I could get it fixed, and he said that it would be a complete waste of money because all they're going to do is shave it down.
That's what I was going to ask.
And he's like, it's not even.
Would they just shave it down?
Oh, is that what they do?
No, I wouldn't want to have
this
that
one.
Happen.
I'm sure they said they were going to pull this back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he didn't.
Ooh. I mean, shaving them is, they do that all the, that's how they get rid of cavities. They shave into your tooth.
Yeah, so. But then put something in it to fill it.
Her tooth would be thinner then and easier to break.
Sure. Right. And I broke my, that's how, why I have my four front ones are porcelain because I bit into something and broke. No, actually I got hit by a softball and it killed the nerve. And my tooth turned gray, it broke.
Yeah,
so,
once the nerve breaks, there's really...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a root canal.
Oh, yeah, you went to dental school, but to be a hygienist.
It is so expensive to go to the dentist, though. If you have fucked up teeth like I do, you're fucked.
Oh, my mom.
When I was a kid, my mom, she just spent like $10,000 to get one side of her dentures. Like, I think it was her permanent top dentures, $10,000.
Yes. Was there a reason why, like my mom is losing her teeth now because she refuses to go to the dentist when she was younger, and her sister's agree, their dentist was completely awful. Mm. He would hold their arms down and they were just, it was painful and it just was a terrible experience. And the youngest one is okay with going, but my mom and then also my aunt, the middle one will go, but she usually cancels once or twice. And so now they've got like a policy on her, like, Jill, don't do this. Don't cancel. You know, we're going to start charging you. So yeah, my mom's teeth now, since she moved here, it all started with like one time I gave her some peanuts and it broke a tooth. And then before I knew it, she's missing a whole bunch. But I'm so happy that she took me and my brother all those years, even though it scared her. She knew it was important because I would hate to have been, you know,
sure,
never had my teeth treated at all. And I wonder sometimes when I see certain kids, I'm like, Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to the dentist. You have to go to the dentist.
It's very important.
I'm very, very picky about my teeth. Very. Like, they have to look good, and that's why.
How many brushes per day?
Two. Sometimes three. Depends on what I eat.
Yeah, I'm very picky
about my teeth.
Yeah.
That's why when I go in, he's like, you have perfect teeth. There's nothing wrong with it.
I always brush before bed, but like, I rarely floss. I
Wait, what about morning?
That's what I was going to ask, but I feel
brush in the morning?
No, I brush at night before I go to bed. Ah!
So you don't brush your teeth when you wake up in the morning?
Mm-mm. No!
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
No, I have to get rid of it because your mouth, you get sleep.
Well, I have really bad morning breaths. So.
Yeah.
What the hell morning is going on with y'all's mouth? No.
No, because you sleep all
Most
night.
Most people brush their teeth in the morning.
Yeah, and at night.
Don't you get like a green
It's twice or so three times a day.
You brush it before you go to bed and then brush it as soon as you wake up.
Yes.
You haven't eaten anything. Nothing's happened in your mouth.
It is awful.
Yeah. It just is.
I've never.
You've let in maybe air, and it could be like bacteria
and
stuff.
The spiders that you ate through the night.
Well, like your tongue holds a lot of bacteria.
Yeah.
So like
brush your tongue and everything.
I brush your tongue every night.
Right now, if you were to lick your like thumb and smell it, that's what your breath smells like.
It's true, though.
Thanks, Marsha.
Yeah.
You asshats. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
They'd be breathing in your hand.
That's,
well,
I mean, that's
true, but like your tongue holds almost all of the bacteria in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So your tongue is gross if you don't brush your tongue.
But I do brush my tongue. So I don't understand, like, when I get up in the morning after having brushed my teeth at night.
Oh, my God. He's pulling a gym on me. I'm starting to get flash. Like, there's a reason I'm
PTSD.
Yes. This is 99% of my life. Go on. Right? Am I wrong, Cheryl? No.
Fuck it. Moving on.
No,
no, go ahead.
There's nothing important to say.
If I didn't eat anything, would I brush my teeth at night and I got up in the morning? Why would I have to brush my teeth? Because I didn't eat anything in between.
So do you brush your teeth before you go to work?
No.
You only brush your teeth once a day at night?
Yes.
You're okay. Cracking me up when you do that.
I
can't. I could. I because your mouth
so
starts to get fuzzy and you can just feel like a coating on it and it's like, oh no, I gotta brush my teeth. So
do
I
you
can
just, okay do you just brush your teeth or do you like
you know what
too?
Whoever who watched Big Bang Theory?
I've seen it. Yeah, I don't watch it regularly.
I
watch it.
But I used to
anyone
watch it.
See how he goes to bed, how Sheldon goes to bed? That's Austin.
Yeah.
What
he lays on his back, his still completely folded. Is how he sleeps.
Oh, Kevin wishes.
And then he gets up, and his bed's completely straight, and I bet you his mouth never opened at all the entire night. He gets up, and it's just butterflies fly out of his mouth when he gets up.
I concur with my husband. That is not how that goes.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you to brush your teeth twice a day.
Yes, you can, because the ADA... Four out of five dentists recommend that you brush twice a day.
Yes,
I don't watch cable.
ADA is the American Dental Association.
Good for them.
That, we grew up hearing commercials nonstop about which dentists recommend Crest.
Oh, yeah.
Colgate.
I mean, I've seen them before. But,
and AIM.
But what does cable have to do with the ADA?
Not the ADA, the four out of five doctors or dentists recommend.
Oh, he's talking about cable and how he's
that's always the uncorded. Commercial.
Four out of five dentists recommend you.
He's uncorded.
Is it Courtney's favorite?
No, because he's saying, because he doesn't see commercials that say four out of five dentists recommend. He goes, because I don't have cable.
Yeah, how you say it?
Is that what he was saying?
You're supposed to chew Xylenol because it helps cavities.
It helps. Yeah, prevent cavities.
Yeah.
What does?
The Xylenol.
That's in
like,
gum.
And Trident.
Oh, I thought you were saying Tylenol. So no, it doesn't.
What'd you say?
My second favorite gum.
Yes.
Now.
Aw, shit.
I don't use mouthwash, but I do rinse my mouth with peroxide.
My mom's dad used to do that, and it kept his teeth very white.
Yeah.
Very white.
There you go.
Have you ever heard of that swishing stuff that people do for like an hour, like, or how long can you do it?
No.
You put, it's called pulling. You put like coconut oil or olive oil in your mouth and you just keep moving it all around. It's supposed to take all these impurities out of your body. It's like an old Indian, and I mean India, the country, Indian type.
Well, now they're trying to something switch or other. How you're supposed to, the order you're supposed to brush your teeth. They say you're supposed to mouthwash first, whether it's with Listerine or a different type of mouthwash. And then you're supposed to brush your, or then you're supposed to floss and then brush your teeth. But I was always you're supposed to. Well, I was told you were supposed to.
Brush, well, yeah, you should brush first.
No, floss first,
brush, and then mouthwash.
Oh God, I neither of those things.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Last year.
Okay. And you tell them you...
I mean, my dentist is gay. We don't talk much about teeth. Well, sorry about it. We have a lot of other important things to discuss.
What are you discussing?
Just gay shit, Courtney. Oh, okay.
Well, when mine goes in and when I go in for my cleaning and they floss my teeth and it bleeds a little because that's how they know that you're not flossing
on a regular basis. Yeah.
And, the assistant... The hygienist gets mad at me all the time.
Yes. 20 minutes.
So mine gets on to me. Maybe that's why I'm so picky about mine. But.
Well, and you went to school for to be a dentist, and you know.
Because she would make us brush our teeth every time we walked in. Every time.
Your dentist or your mom?
No,
the lab teacher.
Yeah. Oh, when you were in school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're in that program, you care, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd want your teeth.
I don't think I could ever be a dental hygienist. I don't want to be in other people's mouths.
Well, that wasn't mine.
Any kind
mouths
of...
Mouths or feet.
No, I don't want to be a doctor of any sort. I don't want to see blood. I don't want to be near... No,
right.
I don't want to see people.
See, I could be a... I would like to be a foot massage person. Because there's so much about your body that is in your feet. That if you know where things are and you get the right massage, it can like heal you.
I would like to go back to acupuncture.
Oh, I worked at a pain management clinic that had an acupuncturist, and I always wanted him to try.
I could. Cheryl and I went for headaches.
Oh yeah. What was your doctor's name?
It was over off 161 North End.
Yeah, it was like
it's a while ago.
The freeway. It's in Burlington, so you would take 270 to 23, and then kind of go.
There's
around.
One in New Albany though that I keep kind of looking at.
This guy went to. His name was J.R.R.J. Schroeder. I think it was J.R. Schroeder.
Was Oriental.
Okay, no, this guy
J.R. Ewan, and you're on the South Fork Ranch. Howdy do. Howdy do.
I half smile I just did.
I have never.
Good Captain Feathersword smile.
I've never actually even gotten like a professional massage before.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I do. I will tell you though that I like it a lot more just like on my shoulders and back because that's where I hold all my stress anyways. Sure. But I am extremely ticklish on my sides.
Same.
And I never realized how ticklish I was on my legs or my feet till I started doing massage and or pedicure. And I if the massage therapist, they'll really be like, you have to de-stress. Like you have to
Tensing,
that's the word. Yes. Untense. And if I can just do mind over matter, I can do it. And I used to be a little better with pedicures, and it's not like I go get them that much because I'm not rich. Huh. But
same.
Last year when Eliza and I went to get one, I really wondered if I was going to have to just take my foot out and just leave. I was like, I don't think I can get my foot to just stay calm.
Shit.
Yes.
To like shave or whatever, and I'm like.
So, long story short, I would love it. Jim has encouraged me for a long time because I suffered from pretty bad headaches for a long time until I found like the right medicine combination, or they just ended up going away. But I just didn't like to take the time to go do it, to pay for it, because I'd leave work and then you have to get undressed and do all that, then get, so it takes like an hour, like hour and a half, whatever, and then I just didn't feel like I was getting the benefit of it because I wasn't letting her go from head to toe.
Sure.
I like to get my head massaged. That feels good.
That's the only reason I love going to the hairdresser.
I know. Yes.
Shampoo. Oh god.
Yeah.
I tell Kevin, I'm like, you don't have to kiss me, you don't have to tell me you love me. Scratch my fucking head. No. That is all I need. It is the best feeling in the world.
Are those head things?
Yes, we have one at home.
Yeah, you know, I've looked at those.
It's not the same.
Does it tangle or is it
just
like
really? I need one of those. Yeah, that's
really good.
Yeah, I've never tried one of those.
I want to start going to the chiropractor because I wake up in the morning.
I don't trust them.
I wouldn't make a habit of going.
Well, I've never
there, once, it's not an actual like it's not like a science.
Well, like a massage, I'm telling you from experience,
it helps.
I believe it helps too, and I'm one of those people that doesn't. I haven't gone in years and years, so I assume I'm adjusted the way I need to be. So I'm not one of those people that say, oh, once you go, you can never stop going because, you know, they got you out of whack, whatever. So Jim sees one, although I have to say that he does not seem to be doing much better than when he started with that portion of it. But he has a lot of arthritis, and then these neck issues are starting to worry me because I think what he's doing, I think he's kind of the word's not eroding, but he's wearing down the top of his spine with these head movements. Sure. So they're like they're really hurting him. He can't see this specialist for an x-ray until like I think it's April 22nd. So we've been waiting 2 months for the visit. So anyways, he sees a massage therapist also who's really good at knowing exactly where to go for certain things. And she helps him with a lot of that stuff and has been looking into the things about like the neck and what she thinks it could be and stuff. So, I mean, your massage can be like really relaxing and sensual, or it can also be like medical. Like if you get like a I think it's Swedish. What is it, Cheryl? Swedish massage? Is that the one that's like really deep, like a deep tissue? They hurt.
They do hurt.
They hurt. Like literally they'll take their elbow and they'll put it down in this top because they want it to unwind, and the way you can get it to unwind is they kind of just
like roll.
Yes. And I mean, sometimes you have to like, you're like, oh my God, it hurts. But if you can get it through it, and then if you keep going, you don't like so tight, then it's better. So,
because sometimes it feels like a crunch, you can feel it so tight when you press on it, it's like crunch.
Oh, and the chiropractor adjusts you. Oh my God, that feels so good, especially your neck.
The chiropractor that I went to, I had a tingle down my arm, and he's like, come and see me. And he just took this gun, he like had me on the table on my front. He did, and it had like BBs in it. And he just went down my back, and that tingle went away from my arm, like right then and
what
there.
Did it put anything in you, or was it just like an air thing that poked?
It was just kind of like this. He just did this BB. It like did something to the nerve, or it, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I haven't had it since, and that was 8-9 years ago.
Good grief.
Yeah.
See, because I wake up like every single day, and my back and my neck hurt, like, and I try to crack it, like when I wake up I try to stretch and crack, you
doing
know
this
the things
shit's
like,
probably not helping.
Well, I know, but
are you good just, with your pillow and your mattress, like you feel they're good?
Do you sleep? That's a good question.
I'm a side sleeper.
You sleep on your side. Stomach is the worst for your back.
I know. And if
you're going to sleep on your stomach, you have to make sure that one, that your spine is aligned. Like, how many pillows do you sleep with?
One.
So that's better than sleeping with two. But, like, Kevin will do that. He sleeps on his stomach and then...
Yeah, because my arm's under the pillow and then my other hand is up here.
You're probably elevating your neck too much and your spine is like this.
And my posture is not the greatest.
Sure.
So I'm sitting here, my back and neck's burning right now.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm sitting up.
You have to, like... Because I have a side sleeper, too, and so...
You sleep on your back? Is that what you
no, on my side.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like I sleep on the right side, but I have a pillow between my legs.
I used to do that,
and I don't know what it is, but like the way it helps your hips stay like even with your spine, and then I have two pillows that keep my neck straight, and so like it's just like a very symmetrical, and so
like a stick.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I toss and turn in my sleep and wake up, however, but falling asleep is, that's how I, and my back does not hurt as much as it used to. Cause I used to have terrible back pain. Cause when I was a kid, we went to the Kings Island Resort.
Break dancing?
Yeah, clearly. look at me. We went to the Kings Island Resort.
Oh my God,
Resort.
Would you die if he just like broke it?
I'd die. My heart would probably give out. But it was the Kings Island Resort. I jumped in the pool,
and
this big girl jumped in after me.
I don't know any of the moves.
On top of me.
Oh my besides gosh. The...
Like an accordion.
Is that the word?
I couldn't even lift myself out of the pool.
Oh my God.
This bitch was huge.
Can you do the worm?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Drown you?
I don't know what the hell she did, but like literally, like it felt like my back accordion. My cousins had to pull me out of the pool because I couldn't lift myself up.
Like this, oh my God. Where he's like crushed or whatever.
Yes, and they had to carry me back to the hotel room.
All I can hear is doo 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 doo.
And ever since then, like I've always had super bad back problems.
She could have really fucked your back.
She could have killed you.
I mean.
Dear God.
But yeah, and so I always had super back problems, but I started sleeping like because I would do research about sleeping wrong because I had always had back problems, and I found that like if you put pillows in between your legs to like keep your hips aligned and the same with your spine and sleeping with
I'm
two
not
pillows.
Adjusting my sleeping.
I you have to.
I am a stomach sleeper.
That is the worst.
I'll put an arm up and I'll be like this with my pillow, and sometimes it's underneath it.
She was gonna say she lifts up her boobs.
I sleep on my
lift them up. She can separate them at this point, one on each end of the
Cheryl,
bed.
Cheryl, you are a complete back sleeper, aren't you?
Just like,
yeah, I sleep on my back.
She's. I can't when I see her sleeping. I think she's in a coffin. She's like,
see, if I sleep on my back,
padre.
Like, I'm trying to stay on the couch because
I hate that.
Well, I've seen you in a hotel. You were also on your back.
Well, yes, but.
But I can sleep in a king size bed if it's made, and I get into it. I'll only be in that one spot.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Some nights I toss and turn, but for the most part,
I don't. Fucking flailer, like a fish out of water. Just. The other night, I thought he was trying to grab my hand, and I go to like grab his hand. I'm like, okay, sorry, and he'll like throw his leg over on top of me, and I'm like, Christ on sail.
That would be too hot.
He's like a dying sun. No. He radiates heat. It's horrible.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I could sleep with anyone else.
It sucks.
Okay. Well, I'll show you two. This is the sleeping pattern we have here.
I can't either.
Well, this is what I have termed the gate. The gate is my pillow that stays between me and Jim.
Oh.
So that there's no crossways.
That's good for you.
So that Jim is not breathing in her.
Yes.
I do not want any breathing. I don't want a hand reaching.
Does he snore?
Well, it depends. If he's starting to gain a little weight, yes. And lately he's been snoring. For years and years and years, we shared blankets. And I have blankets that I love putting on this bed. But I'm using one of Sam's, and he's using Sam's other one because we don't want to share the same blanket anymore. I just want my own blanket. He hates sheets. I love a top sheet. I have my own top sheet.
He loves a top sheet. He wants a blanket, a weighted blanket, a top sheet, 17 pillows. Like, and then wonders why he's always so fucking hot at night. I'm like, you're basically cooking yourself. But he, what did you just say? Oh, sleeping with separate blankets.
Yeah.
The minute we moved in together, I was like, we're having separate blankets. I'm like, I don't share. We both cocoon. Like, fuck off. And so I think sleeping with separate blankets is the best way to stay in a relationship.
We have an electric blanket that's different temperatures on each side. So, and his is always as hot as it can get.
Oh, no.
I have hot flashes sometimes at night, and I'm like, fuck
every night.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the fan.
But does it have dual? You can do different sides.
Yeah, I've got my side, and he's got his side.
But yeah.
Do you say, I'd like to know what other electrical appliance you're using under that blanket? I always think of that. What's up?
Well, I was going to go back to the whole, like, because you said Kings Island. It reminded me of this story about when I got the wind knocked out of me. So I was in the arcade part. And me and my cousin were on the little motorcycles they have in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I went to go run to a different game. And it was pouring down rain. That's why we were all piled up in the arcade.
Oh, God.
And there was a leak of water. And I went to run. And I went and fell right on my back.
Oh.
And I was just laying there like this. And I was just like, I
did you get the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah. And I couldn't really breathe. And I was like... And I was like, if no one comes over and picks me up, I'm going to die right here. So then my aunt and my mom came over and picked me up, and they were like, what's wrong? And I was like,
yep. I hate that.
I did too.
We were jumping on the trampoline once, and someone had the fucking broom.
Oh,
and it went right into my chest,
my
and you're
God.
Like,
oh,
it's still worse. Man. I don't know why.
That sounds like a dangerous trampoline toy.
Oh, we were crazy. Right? We were the kids who didn't have the like ring around the trampoline, so all the springs were exposed. There was no net. Like, and we would bounce each other off that motherfucker. Oh, it was like, goodbye.
Yeah. Did everyone want to come to your house because there was no supervision?
Oh, this was my aunt's house. Oh, this was the hell yes.
See, I learned real quick when I fell between those two springs right up there. Oh, yeah. I learned to get the one with the, or get the net on.
Yes.
I'm not playing.
They are dangerous fucking things, and I don't know why people love
That's
them.
That's what we were talking about last time, the jarts.
Yes.
Dangerous. Yes. There was no screen. On any,
I forget what the jarts. The jarts.
I swear to God, there was a guarantee that the springs would be rusty.
Oh,
so you could make sure you got needed a penicillin shot.
What's that called? Staph infection,
or just what would that? You'd have to go get a you know,
yes,
the shot, penicillin shot.
To get a shot of
hepatitis.
No, they didn't have a hepatitis shot for us. You guys all, we couldn't just risk it.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about too, and I just can't think of what it is.
Here's the jarts.
Okay, yeah.
Now let me see.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes,
which
tetanus shot?
Yes! Oh, you were right. Thank you. God.
We had a trampoline when the kids were little, Reese, and the spring broke, and it flew off and almost hit him. It was crazy.
Like a bullet.
Yeah.
I know. All these crazy shit we used to do.
What other things we had? Well, stilts were great. I loved stilts. Those were always at church.
At my grandma's house, they had a... one of the metal swing sets, but they didn't have it anchored.
Yes! Rocking that motherfucker. Especially my brother Chase, like fucking just flying across the backyard.
I feel like your family is like my three nephews. Like
we were wild kids.
Just ripping apart neighborhoods in a swirl as they went around.
Tornado.
We were dumb kids, and we would like climbing trees, and then you would like jump on a branch to break it to watch someone fall. Like just doing awful things. Bad kids, not bad kids, but crazy.
I don't know
kids.
What else. Like a
pogo stick.
Yeah, I was going to say pogo stick because what I'm thinking is it's like rusty and squeaky, and it always need WD-40. You'd be like, does this even work? Really? You pick it up, it's like,
My grandparents had one of those.
Pogo stick.
Did you guys have the, I don't know if you did, but did you have the inflatable punching things where like they fit on your wrist?
Oh, yes.
And they were like blue, green.
Well, the giant ones, no, I didn't.
Not inflatable. Like boxing gloves?
Yeah, but really big ones.
You know, oversized.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And they were inflatable.
Hot Wheels. Not Hot Wheels. Big Wheels. You'd get the, it's a little tricycle thing. It had these big fat wheels in the back. And
you don't know what
a
big wheel is?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You can ever, so guys, you could never get traction. It'd be like, squish, squish. It's like, No. It was just like, it would slide out before it would get.
It was hard plastic.
It was hard plastic. They didn't even give us rubber.
No tread.
Especially if it rained, like.
If you happen to have a hole in it, then you'd have water in it.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But what we like to do is turn them upside down, sit on them, and play ice cream truck. Ice cream truck.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
You know what the worst thing about it was? Was when you were...
You've never seen that before?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Was when you were pushing somebody and you got a little too close to the back wheel and scraped your knee on it.
Or if those big holes in the back were full of water, and then you flip it over and it all comes out.
Yeah, you have to move the seat to you, the position for your legs.
And now kids nowadays have TikTok, phones, look like they're 17.
Scooters, Segways.
My nephew just got a cell phone, did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, Tyler got a cell phone for his birthday.
How old?
That was weird.
I was 13, but I was in basketball.
Yeah, I think Sam was earlier too.
I was the oldest, so my mom.
But it kind of just so happened it worked out that I was ready for a new phone, so it was You know, wasn't like I went out and bought him one. No.
My first smartphone. My first phone was definitely like a flip phone, track phone, whatever the hell. But my first smartphone, it was like. Probably like this big. It had a stylus and everything. I was so happy.
Stylus.
And then my sister asked to borrow it to play games. And I was like, yeah, sure. She brings it back to me and hands it to me.
Oh.
And I start to go. and there's milk dripping down my arm. Oh. And I'm like, Jada, why is there milk dripping out of my phone? She's like, I dropped it in my cereal.
Oh, Austin.
And she just hands it to me and walks away. I was like, why didn't you tell me that before?
Yes.
Now, the old rice trick.
Oh, yeah.
Putting your phone in rice. It really does work. Yes, yeah. That is an old wives' tale I can get on board with.
At least the older phones. I've never had to try them.
Megan had to do it once.
Yeah.
So when I had my iPhone 5, I had an OtterBox case on it, so those were pretty bulky.
Was it for a 4?
Poor. I had 4 devices. Thank you.
Oh.
See, if me and Courtney would have been sitting next to each other, we would have looked like twins.
I noticed that earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you both are wearing flannel.
But, yeah.
Now he's the lesbians.
It's pretty bulky around the edges.
And none of you know what I do.
I was standing at a pond, my neighbor's pond, and I had it in my hand and I dropped it and it hit the deck and went rolling and landed right in the pond. And this is a deep pond.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was freaking out. And so, like, one of the guys that was already in there swimming went down to go find it. And we ended up finding it and I put it in rice. My motherfucker worked the next day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what, I mean, I get what it is about rice. Obviously, as the water drips out or whatever liquid drips out, the rice soaks it up. So it makes sense. But,
yeah.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think. Did you ever have, like, the original iPod?
The one that's, like, this big?
Well, isn't that the Nano?
Yeah, I had a Nano.
Oh, are you talking about
I had an iPod.
I had, like, I never it had looked like a phone, almost. Yes. It was just kind of smaller.
I have the classic that has the, it's the dial on the front side.
Do you still use it?
I didn't even have that.
No,
no.
But
me
I
either.
Had
yeah, I haven't used
that.
Mine in forever.
Mine was a touchscreen, but before that, MP3 player.
Yep.
That was and that was everything.
I didn't have one of those.
Oh, it was
great.
The
one you could hold the CD in it and plug your headphones in, and they were like the I think Shady Pine still actually uses those headphones, the black ones.
Yeah, the little style. And you're talking about the it like holds a CD. What do they call those?
I don't know.
Walkman.
A Walkman. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
That was a big one.
Oh yeah, we had those for sure.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Which it's so funny to think about because like especially like my mom, like she loved CDs. She had hundreds.
Oh yes.
And the but like has one CD player.
Yes.
It didn't have the 6 changer or whatever. And so like she'd be like, "Oh, I want to listen to this song." And then 15 minutes later, after she takes it out, finds the next CD she wants to listen to, pops it in, it starts playing, finds the song. Like it. And now we can just like immediately you can make a playlist with all the songs you want to hear. Like it's so funny to think about. We had to work so hard to get the shit we wanted to listen to, and now it's just like a snap of your finger.
You
that's
don't
right.
Even know.
Oh, I can't. Oh. I mean, on like a record player, I'd shoot myself. No. I have a record player, and it drives me crazy when I'm like, I want to listen to something else, but it's gonna take me 15 fucking minutes to get this thing out of here.
Or on the record, you wanted to listen to the third song in, and so
you got
to
try and guess where the
drop that needle down. Yeah,
arms of the
God, did you have to put on a tearjerker? My aunt used to tell me she'd be like, Jenny, after you leave, I listen to this and I cry. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I can't stay the night. I have a family. Now,
my mom
you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
With flipping through like CDs,
my mom knew exactly where her shit was,
and hers was she couldn't even zip it.
Oh yeah, I mean this motherfucker was huge.
On the side part of her car.
All sure, that's Kevin actually talks about all the time. His dad made him like burned a CD for him with like 100 of his favorite songs, and I mean listen to that till that motherfucker is so scratched you can't. You know, it won't read
it anymore.
I'm
talking about the CD cases where you could put multiple CDs.
Oh, yeah, those things. Oh, sleeves. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure, those.
Yeah.
I bet you there's one down here in this room somewhere.
I mean, I believe it. I mean, they were. I mean, it made total sense if you got a shit ton of CDs.
There you go. It's the best way to carry it.
I've always hated listening to the radio. One, I mean, everyone hates commercials, obviously, but
I used to love the radio.
Me too.
I mean, during my generation anyway, obviously you guys are older, so maybe back then it wasn't the same, but it's just like the same 10 fucking songs.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just like,
they have
not
a playlist that they're allowed to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a set.
Yeah.
It's like, that sucks because I don't want to hear that song every fucking time I turn the radio on.
I love Adele, but goddamn, let me hear something else.
Well, then they play the unclean version and it's just, I don't know.
Oh,
you can't freeze
the clean them. Version.
Or yeah,
yeah.
They play the clean version. I knew what I meant.
That plus the commercials, I can't. Take
I know
it.
The, right. And because it's like every song, right after each song is a commercial.
Because of the commercials, even the the station that plays the 70s and 80s, I can't.
Yeah, I'm not a huge radio person anymore. Like, it's just like with TV. Like, I can't stand commercials and the shit that's on. I'm like, I can get this on Hulu or Netflix or whatever.
I just Bluetooth my phone in the car.
And same. I Bluetooth everything. Yep.
Yes. I have a nice playlist.
Or I don't. It's CarPlay or whatever the hell it is where you plug it in and, you can, because my car's newer, so it has a touchscreen in it. But, oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine listening to the radio. And, like, if my phone died, I'd be shit out of luck.
SOL.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know any good stations. Like, that might, my whole car ride would be looking for a station to listen to.
I'd just be hitting next.
Yeah.
Next.
Did you ever, either of you, did you ever have one of those radios where you could listen to the TV on the radio?
Not in my car, but on a...
No, it wouldn't have been in your car. Yeah, it would have been like a...
My grandma had this really big radio that had like all these levels, and I always would think... Sometimes I would just pick up the weirdest thing, and it could be in another language. I'm pretty sure we got BBC on it. I don't know,
radio
but...
Radio Free Europe?
Well, no, I don't... R.E.M.
R.E.M.
Isn't that song Radio Free Europe? I don't like that song. I know. Forget that.
I know one time you could get like Channel 6 on.
Yes, like that.
Yes. And I used to, I had one of those so I could listen to the soaps at work.
Oh, God.
Do you remember when you had to turn the channel from UHF to VHF or vice versa?
Yes.
And then you would just flip through the channels to be like, as my grandpa said, white ants and black ants having a fight. With all the static.
Interesting take. White ants and black ants having a fight.
Yep.
I like that.
Back when cable first came out and it was on a big long cord and then you had a box and you'd have a toggle on the end because you'd go through like the first 15 channels and then you'd toggle down. The second set.
So what we would always figure out is like, if you have it on the second and you hold down this button and this button, you can see boobs on Playboy.
Yes.
But they're jiggly. Yes. So you got to wait for it. And then if anyone comes in, you turn it back real quick.
Yes.
But that's also how we watched MTV because we weren't allowed to have it. So we weren't supposed to watch it. Mm-hmm. So my brother and I would watch it and then we'd hear my mom and we'd switch it back.
If you put tinfoil on the wire... You could catch like HBO.
Ooh, I never tried that.
Yeah. And actually, that came from a friend of ours whose mom worked at the cable company for the cable company. And we could watch movies. But it was always fun to go over to her house since she worked at the cable company. They had all the channels.
Sure.
And so all the movie channels. Yes, we got to watch them. Some things that I should not have watched at her house.
There were a couple.
That's all we did. It's like go through that little HBO guide. Nudity. Here's one with nudity. We can try that one later.
Why do you always do that?
Well, look, some's called Hot Dog the Movie. I bet you that has that might even have a wiener in it. Little did I know, Jenny, you're never going to see a wiener on television. Just boobs.
Just boobs. Boobs and ass. Yes. You never see a dick. It's depressing. Even in those cop shows, like when you see a dead prostitute, tits everywhere. Yeah. You never see a dick. They'll gesture toward it like, oh, it got chopped off. I'm like, show me.
Or they'll show, it'll be like fat, ugly men from a long time ago, like Boardwalk Empire, where they're all really fat and their wieners are really tiny. And
a shriveled dick.
Yeah, and there's just, and they're all gross. It's never a good looking guy.
It is never a good looking chode.
Yeah.
Tuna can.
See why she looked at her? Did you see that?
Like right there.
She said I didn't.
No, I said I did. I was like, yeah. Joke.
But why?
Don't make us say it.
Homeless.
I got it.
You forgot.
That was literally the first thing we learned about you.
That literally was, too.
Hilarious.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
We need to stop with these faces because I forget that we're recording, so I'm just standing like. I was doing that earlier too. Or sometimes I just don't notice. I'm like,
so I went up to Caitlin at the desk the other day and went, I was just like, how's it going? And she's not even reacting to
you
me.
You look like a who.
What, you saw it too?
Cindy Lou Who.
I'm sorry, Amanda, if you're listening. I think it's you.
Oh, God.
And she did that, and I think she's the one that looks like a who.
She might be.
She might, yeah.
Yeah.
She might be. I just repeated what you said. I'm sorry.
She might be. She might be. She might be.
She might be. But she didn't react to it, and I'm like, I said, you didn't even do anything. And she's like, yeah, I saw it. I was waiting for you to stop it.
All right. Well, this has been episode 17 of the Golden Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe and download the episode. Check out our YouTube channel as well, the Golden Girls podcast, and watch us act a fool. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.